Biz album done. Biz album done. The album is done. Y'all know I hate to, you know, be announcing shit. I don't like to say shit till it's completed. Told you I had a major announcement. My album is done. I finished recording my album. Yes, my album. A full-length album, a full-length LP, whatever y'all call it today. I don't know what y'all call it. But peep this out, right? I had this idea brewing for the past... First of all, welcome to the New Hype Show. You know, I was just so excited to finally get this out. Welcome to the New Hype Show. I appreciate y'all tuning in. I'm on episode 60-something, probably 65. I know I'm up in the 60s. I'm social security numbers right now. If y'all get it, get it. If you don't, you don't. The album is done. It's here. Well, it's not here now because it's not released until summer. So backtrack again. 2 years ago, I pulled out a project called the CBiz Project. I received a lot of praise for the project. Got a lot of props for it. It's fire. I enjoyed it. And as I sat down, I said, damn, this thing could have been much bigger because I did it in, I called it a story cast. I don't know if anybody ever heard of the term. I don't know if I coined it, but I was probably the first one saying it. You know, people take my shit all the time. It's cool. Y'all can have that one. I called it a story cast. It was basically my whole life. So I said, damn, you know what? I want to take this thing to another level. So I've been plotting on doing an album for a while. I actually wanted music, but I can't rap. I'm not going to get on that microphone and play myself, right? So I said, you know what? Let me take that idea and run with it. I'm going to go into more details about the actual album later on. Still put things together behind the scenes. But from what y'all know about the CBiz Project, I want y'all to hold that. And remember what y'all remember from the CBiz Project, but all I'm going to say is Biz album is done. Biz album is done. I shot the album cover last week. Oh, it's going to be crazy. You know, I'm doing my rollout is going to be crazy. Y'all going to appreciate it. But Biz album is done. Yes, finally, I feel refreshing saying that. So shout out to you, the listener, the supporter. Anyways, yeah, so let's get into it. Welcome. Welcome to the New Hype Show. It's your boy Biz. I'm back. I'm black. Malcolm and Marie. First off, wonderful film. I loved it. It was a art piece to me. And I'm going to go as far as calling it a masterpiece. People are going to disagree. And as you should, it's art. Art is polarizing. It's either you like it or you don't. But you're going to feel an emotion to it. Period. Period. Some people hated the film. Just like how I loved the movie Joker with Joaquin Phoenix. I thought that was a masterpiece. I'm into abstract, go left, because that's usually how my mind works. So I understand things like that. The acting, phenomenal. Zendaya, John David Washington, the son of the legend, Denzel Washington. If you look away for a brief second, you swear you heard Denzel's voice. He looks just like his mother, but he sounds a hell of a lot like his father. But the acting was just amazing. In my opinion, I think that the script was wrote. They wrote that script. Some of that had to be improvisational because he gave a monologue that was exceptional. People throw around the word toxic and it was very toxic. Yes, it was. Let me keep it 100. It was so toxic. It was so toxic and taxing. That relationship doesn't stand a chance. However, those two, the level of toxicity balances them. So I think it works for them. Hella toxic. It was disgusting. Okay, I'm going to break it down to you like this. For those that didn't see, I'm going to ruin it. They were coming from his premiere of his movie that he's a director. And they were coming from his premiere that night. They live out, I think, Malibu, like way in the sticks. Big home. Looks like a cabin, but it's not like a mansion. He got money. But I think they said it was a rental, some shit. Like little shit in the script I was picking up. Anyways, and shout out to Kid Cudi. I think he was a director on this film, by the way. I saw his name and it didn't say it had his government. I think it's Scott Mascuti, whatever. But shout out to Kid Cudi. He had something to do with this. And it makes sense because he is type of an abstract person, you know, that savant type. But so they were out in the sticks. They came home, you know. He was excited about his feature. She looked obviously disgruntled. She came home to make the mac and cheese. And she was boxing macaroni and cheese. I'm judging her. Come on, man. Man just directed a movie. Come on, he deserves something, you know. Like, not no box mac and cheese. But anywho, she felt the way he didn't thank her when he got up to thank everybody that had anything to do with the film. And that set off a shitstorm. Because now it was arguments within the arguments within the arguments. It's like the movie Inception. Remember when they got inside the brain, but then they got inside the brain of the brain when they got inside the actual brain? Like, it's that type of shit. So let's say you were dreaming, but then in your dream, you were actually dreaming. But within that dream, you're dreaming about a dream of you doing up. It was one of those. It was real. You got to pay attention. If you don't catch, you know, listen real fast, you're going to have to play catch up later. It's one of those type of movies. And it was just more a bunch of shit built up. And, you know, she apparently was a drug addict before and he helped her recover. But he put that in the script. And the actress that played her, she didn't like it. You could have let me play my own role. Zendaya, I don't know how to pronounce your name. My kids love you, by the way, but you're a hell of an actress. Hell of an actress. Hell of an actress. Mr. Washington, come on. It's in his blood. Those two, and I'm going far saying this, they need a fucking award for this movie. This movie was art. I will watch it again. And Malcolm is a fucking Scorpio. A lot of his arguments, I said, shit, I cringe because I said, that's some shit I would say. It was scary. I can't really tell her sign. I would say she's an Aries or a Sagittarius, but Malcolm is definitely a Scorpio. If you disagree, I don't care. He's a Scorpio. But the arguments, I'm like, damn, just get some pussy, man. Come on, man. She was in the bathtub and started crying. It just went elsewhere. But it was definitely an art piece, a movie that I'm going to watch over and over because I think it's stuff that, you know, I probably miss. You always miss it the first go around that I'm going to pull because I'm an actor myself. And I learn by watching other actors. I watch their methods and just little hidden gems that you'll pick up. Because I will go watch Dead Presidents today and just find one thing. Mind you, I've seen that movie. I could recite the script backwards for you. But I like to go back and dissect and why this person was standing this way and said the things that they said. But certain scenes, I said, nah, they had to go off the top of the head with this one. I think the writers of the script wrote it a certain way. And they said, all right, you can run with it. Because there were run-on sentences and run-on arguments, and I could tell, yeah, they just let it go. They was like, you know what? This makes for good film. Or I could totally be wrong. They could have totally been on script. But the way you had to act it made it feel improvisational, no? I don't know. Again, I could be wrong, but I'm looking at it through the eyes of a director and an actor. So I look at film different than everybody else. I'm weirded out that way. I'd actually watch, and the film was black and white throughout. Which in my eye makes sense for that type of film. It gave me that 1950s, 60s feel, how they used to do film back in the day, all the film were black and white. And it was just a man and a woman. And they had this story. And the black and white made a jump. I think the movie was in color. I wouldn't enjoy it as much. That black and white played a significant role in that movie. In my opinion, I enjoyed the film, Malcolm Marie. I enjoyed it. I'm going to watch it again to just pull little things. And I guarantee you, a new singer or rapper is going to do their video like Malcolm and Marie. They're going to be arguing her. I would do a video off of that. A music video. So if you're the next rapper or singer, I just gave you a whole script right there. Malcolm and Marie. The film is a classic, in my opinion. Having seen it once, but you certain classics you have to see once and you'll be like, yeah, that's a fucking classic right there. I enjoyed the film. Gonna watch it again. Shout out to Zendaya and Mr. Washington. Dope film. Everybody, you know, everybody got their opinion. Some hated it, some loved it. It was no in between. You either hate it or you love it. It's art. I'm gonna watch it again. Shout out to that film. If I ruined it for you, fuck it. Should have been, you know, should have been fast like everybody else. Yo, shout out to King James, LeBron James, 36 years old, making y'all look like peons on the basketball court. He's number one for MVP in his 18th season. Can we talk about that? Season number 18, LeBron James, number one for the MVP race. Joel Embiid is balling, but he too, I can't stand him. He's just a crybaby for me. He balling. LaMelo Ball is balling. Shout out to LaVar Ball. I rooted for you. I rooted for you and your sons. Yes, I did. People laughed at me. I rooted for y'all. I'm happy, you know, everything is moving smoothly for y'all. LeBron James, MVP. It's a bit of a controversy going on right now with the All-Star game. LeBron doesn't want to do it. He said he'll be there physically, but mentally he's not going to be there. And I'm within agreement with LeBron James. I think that this year shouldn't be an All-Star game with just the state of everything right now. It doesn't make sense. We're used to the festivities. We're used to the celebrity games, the camaraderie with the players. Most of all, the fans. It's not going to be the same. But being that it's a business, I get it. Corporate sponsors, people pay for marketing during these things, and you have to comply or you're facing potential lawsuits. You sign these contracts. And this is just coming from the business side. People don't get it. And I get, you know, LeBron, they want that extra time with their families. You know, this pandemic has just been hectic. But at the end of the day, LeBron James, you know, this is a business. This is what you signed up for. I'm totally in agreement with you on a morality basis, but business and morality are two different things. The quicker the world understands that, I think things would move smoother, you know. There's no moral base in business at all. It's all about the money. It's about a check. You know, this is how corporations move. It is what it is. It's business. Always business. Never, ever personal. Don't take it. If you live by that, you'll feel a little bit better. You're not just going to, you know, be attached to things too much. But yes, the Lakers are looking good. Lakers, whoever plays against the Lakers. Lakers in five in NBA Finals. Lakers are going to the finals. I don't believe in the Clippers. No. I am, however, keeping an eye on those fucking Dallas Mavericks. Yes, I am. And by some chance, if Steph Curry could will that team into the playoffs, all the props. Because Steph is putting up numbers. This is Steph from 2015, 2016. He's on that type of time right now. He's moving fast up that list, too. I mean, yo, listen, three rings, two MVPs. Hey. He could retire right now, and he's in the Hall of Fame. Steph Curry is in there. Steph Curry is in there. I think he's going to retire with five rings when Klay comes back. Steph is going to have, yo, man, watch it. That's still my guy right there. That's it about basketball. So now, Hov and Nip for the Judas and Messiah soundtrack. They got a whole soundtrack coming up. By the way, Nas is on it. Everybody can stop that whole Hov always dropping the same day as Nas bullshit. No, they're on the same damn album. Hov and Nip got a track together. I heard a snippet of the song because LeBron is like an A&R now. He's getting the first dibs on everybody's song. All I'm going to tell y'all something right now. Let me explain. I know y'all probably Bisbee dick riding Jay-Z. Everything Jay-Z drops. Jay-Z is 51 years of age. And that means a lot to me. Why? He's been doing it since I was a baby. He's 51. Hip hop is supposed to be a young man's game, yes? But he's running circles around these young cats. Don't get it twisted. He's 51, which in hip hop terms, he's a grandpa. Fine, cool, say what you want. But none of you new niggas could get on a track and top him. Pause. 51 years old. I know they tired of me post.
Jay-Z can say the sky is blue and our biz gonna get hype. That's cool. True. Because he's gonna say it in the most cleverest way. That's why. Aubrey could never, ever. He's 51. And I'm gonna keep saying that to y'all. Y'all keep calling him, he looks crazy with the dreads. He's 51 years old. Y'all know I was gonna get on here and talk about Jay-Z today. I got to. I talk about Jay-Z all the time. I said I'm a stan. Okay, fine. Okay, cool. Okay, I'll take it. But I can back up everything that I say. He's 51 years old. Oh, he's old. Cool. Get on a track with him. He'll smoke you. Y'all letting the old dude get... This is what LeBron is doing to y'all right now. Y'all talk about him. But when he get on that court, he putting them numbers up. You letting the old dude get on the court with y'all. Y'all supposed to be smoking him. But you know that old dude that got that jumper and he won't miss? That's him right now. He don't got to run around and dunk like he used to. See how Bron got that little bullshit three-pointer where and y'all let him pull up every time? I'm like, how y'all don't defend that? Y'all watch LeBron do that little step and then he just pull up. That's Hov right there. Hov just pull up. Whew. And he ain't gonna miss. He's not missing. Y'all letting a 51-year-old man with dreads, run circles around y'all on these tracks. Say what y'all want. But I heard some of Nipsey's verse, man. I know people gonna be in their feelings, man. We love them, man. I can't wait for it to drop. I'ma stop listening to the snippets. I wanna hear the song in its entirety. So it comes out at midnight tonight. So I'm definitely gonna check that joint out. It's all I'm going to be playing tomorrow. Well, all you should be playing is this podcast because you know we drop on Friday, right? That's all I'm going to be playing. Yeah, I spoke about Charleston White last week, man. Get into this cat. What I'm noticing with Charleston White, you know, it's more, I keep digging and digging. This guy's been doing a lot for the community. You know, he's been getting reform for kids. But what I notice what he does, he's smart. He's like, wait, I've been out here all this time doing, you know, community work. He's from Texas, doing community work. Getting reform for these kids, getting them out of jail, getting them less time. You know, helping out in my community, you know. Talking to boards. This guy, mind you, he got charged. He's one of the youngest kids. Well, back then, he was one of the youngest kids in Texas charged with a murder. And he decided, yo, you know what? Let me get out here and help these kids out. Nobody ain't come and help me, but I got locked up. But anyways, what I'm trying to say is he's been out here all this time. Charleston White been putting in work for over a decade in the community. But nobody started paying attention until he started trolling. Still, he started, you know, talking crazy. Now everybody wants to pay attention. So he's been proving a point that I've been saying. Niggas love the dumb shit. They don't pay attention to the right shit. They pay attention to the dumb shit. This man has been building community. He goes on. He trolls just so y'all can pay attention. And the thing is, he's saying it. He talks like how I say shit so sarcastically. Case in point. Shout out to my man Khalid. Khalid today posted... Louis Vuitton has this new bracelet. It looks like a slave or a black man is being hung from the slave from the thing. I said, wow. I said, that's dope because, you know, the blacks are still going to buy it. And I know some people's like, damn, Biz, how you say it? Because you're going to buy it. These companies drop these racist jackets. But as soon as the Off-White come out, you go buy it. Knowing damn well Virgil is over at Louis V. And nobody says nothing, but y'all complain, but y'all still buy it. These high-end brands, these Balenciagas, all these people, these Birkin, Hermes Birkin, they don't make stuff for us. But guess what? Blacks are going to support it still. And I say it, you know, and I'll be like, oh, it don't mean nothing. Like, I shrug my shoulders to it. And he's kind of taking the same approach, and he's on some, oh, yeah, he said niggas love the dumb shit. He said, but I'm a character online. I'm a character. It draws you in. And he says it, and I love it. He said, yeah, it draws you in. I do the dumb shit. Y'all drawing in. But look about the shit I'm doing over. Look, this is the real problem here. But y'all worrying about me arguing with some dumb shit on the internet. But keep coming, because I'm going to get these views and I'm going to get this money from these views and help these kids out. I said, good move, black man. And this is America. Get money. Everybody talking about the Gorilla Glue Girl now. I actually love it. This is America. Land of capitalism. Get money. If you can't get money in America, I don't know what to tell you. She found a hustle. She ran with it. Raised over $18,000 on a GoFundMe, and that shit is still going up. She has a manager now. She got verified on Instagram. It's about the bag. People, oh, how could she? I put up, hey, shout out to Gorilla Glue Girl. Get money. She has a manager. She'll be on Love and Hip Hop by next week. Get money, girl. Get money. Don't let these haters distract you. They're broke. See, broke people got time. We don't got time to hate, baby girl. We on the same page. You're a daycare school teacher. You're going to quit that job. You're going to be on Love and Hip Hop. You're going to get with Future. You're going to wear $48,000 Birkin's, whatever, custom slippers. You're going to be on that fly shit, wood grain gripping like Star say. You're going to get a reality show. You got verified. You already got the manager. Beautiful. Get money. This is America. Stop hating. The paid, we don't got time to hate. We over here paid. What you on? What you on? What are y'all on? We trying to get paid, baby. Capitalism. This is America. Don't stop her dollar. Donate. Remember that stripper fell from the pole? She raised like 50 grand. I don't know if she had a manager and she got verified. Take advantage. This is the era we're living in. I speak facetious on this microphone. I hope y'all understand my tone. Understand tone with me. I speak facetious with y'all sometimes because it don't make sense arguing, man. When I see the dumb shit, continue to do the dumb shit. The dumb shit drives traffic. Never mind the kid that just graduated from Harvard at 13. No, we don't want to hear that. We want to hear the dumb shit. I'm here for the dumb shit. I'm here to talk to you about the dumb shit. Since that's all you want. You don't care about it was the black girl that helped animate on that movie with Jamie Foxx. What was it? Up? Not Up. Soul on Disney Plus. It was a black girl that did that. But we don't care about that. Why would we care about that? Why would we care? Why would we care there was a 5-year-old African boy who discovered how to make light out of, how to make electricity out of urine? Well, we don't want to hear about that. Nah. The 14-year-old black kid that graduated from Stanford, we don't care about that, right? We don't care. The black girls who learned how to braid hair upside down, doing something. I was like, yo, that's amazing. But we don't want to hear about that. We want the dumb shit. We want to hear about who got shot, who got the new Nikes. That's the shit we want to hear, right? The dumb shit. So as long as y'all want the dumb shit, I'm here to give you the dumb shit. I'm going to do the smart shit over here. We don't want to hear Dr. Umar trying to save us from us, but we call him a fraud. I don't get it. We call him, Dr. Umar, you're fraud. You're fraud. Help him. Sure, he's not 100% right. But whatever the 85, 95% he is right, never mind the 5%. Sure, the black business just started. They got a couple orders wrong. How many times Nike, Amazon, Walmart has gotten your order wrong? But y'all still shop there. But never mind this black mother. You know, she's trying her best. Never mind her. Fuck her, right? Fuck her. She's trying her best to do something positive. But Nike gets a pass. Reebok gets a pass. Everybody else gets a pass. Never mind that shit, right? But guess what? I'm here to give you the dumb shit. But yes, Biz album is done. Biz album done. I have a summer release for you guys. It was overwhelming. Although I've been around artists recording albums in the past, you know, we've done a lot of music, you know, but when you actually in the artist seat now, you're not the guy managing. Now I'm going to need a manager now. Shit. I never thought I'd say that, but I'm going to need management because what I have is going to change the landscape of the music business. And before I get out of here, I'm going to tell you what Ice-T told me. I mentioned this on other episodes. I sat in the it was the green room or the break room at the Engine Room Studios, Manhattan. I went to Ice-T show with Full Force when I was doing, you know, management at the time. I was road managing. And we got them on Ice-T show. So I was sitting in the green room with them. And they were having like a long conversation. Ice-T says, and this is why you take wisdom and advice from the OGs. You listen to them. They've been here before. You know what I mean? They've been here before. Ice-T said, yo, it ain't about being the best. It's about being first. You want to be first. I kept that in the back of my head for the past 5 years. I said, I want to be first. I'm gonna be the cowboy to go over that mountain right now. I'm gonna take the hit, but everybody is coming after me is gonna perfect it. I promise you. Mark my words, what I just said today. Biz album is done. Biz album is done. I want to thank you, the supporters, for fucking with me, letting me come on this microphone for a half hour, however minutes. For your commute, for your gym, for your car ride to go pick up them kids, or just for your relaxation time. And also, y'all could check me out on MobFi TV. Go download that. We did about 600,000, 700,000 downloads of the app the past few months. Shout out to Marcus Reyes. I'm also on that MobFi team as well. You go check it out. I'm a producer and a writer over there. So, you know, your boy's making movements. But Biz album is done. Biz album is done. I got more details coming up in the next few weeks about that. Please stay in tune. I need y'all to fuck with me when this album come out. Y'all gonna go out and buy this shit. I ain't playing. Album cover's done. Everything is done. Everything is being done behind the scenes right now. But Biz album is done. It's a new hype show. Yeah. Be sure to get at me on social media. Hit me on Instagram at It's The New Hype Show and Twitter, It's The New Hype. And you can find me on Facebook at The New Hype Show. Send comments, questions, or if you just want to say fuck you, or if you want to send me a donation, holla at me. It's The New Hype Show.